We have some snow today, finally. I'm just going to have a cup of coffee. I'm up here in my local woods, as I always say. I'm going to talk a little bit about something that I have chosen to call kill switch tyranny. Imagine that you are sitting in your self-driving cars. And self-driving cars, of course, they are already here. And they will be quite common in the near future. And you make a mistake, or maybe you fall asleep at the wheel. And your car is heading towards a group of people. Now the car takes over and it has to make a decision. Is it going to continue on the same course towards those people, or is it going to turn to the left straight into a solid wall, which will kill you sitting there in the car? What do you think the car will do? I think the car will steer into that wall. It's obvious, right? These ethical choices will have to be programmed into the software so that the car will know how what to do in cases like that. Now most people would also say that it's better that the driver is killed than the other option, which is that a bunch of people is killed. But let's expand on this a little bit. What if someone else, not a computer program, not software, but someone else, let's say the government or the police, has the option to switch off your car, to completely shut down your car? Maybe they sense from the software and the signals that the car is sending out to some central or something that you're not that this person is drunk or something like that, and they will shut down the car. What if we're talking about, well, this is a political dissident driving to a demonstration? Let's shut down the car, right? Now, this is not really a video about cars. I'm just mentioning this as an example because, did you know that, let's see here in my notes. Now, I don't know the political process, and I don't know if this has gone through or not, but in a recently infrastructure bill in the USA, there is a measure to have installed kill switches in every car so that the car can be shut off by the government or someone else. Now, we have talked about CBDC here on this channel before, central bank digital currency, and I won't go into depth on that in this video, but basically that's another option to switch off, to just shut off your access to money or your ability to buy stuff. And we have many other examples actually. What about smart meters? Will smart meters be used to, well, shut off the electrical power to your house? Maybe there needs to be a blackout to save power or something like that. Maybe some politicians believe that because of the environment, you're now only allowed to have electric power going to your house only 8 hours per day, for instance. Now, can you see where this is going? Can you see that there's a pattern here? Now, I haven't even mentioned a social credit score system, which I believe is coming to the West as well. Now, some people will think that's just a conspiracy theory. Is it? Some of you will know this, but take a look at what is happening in Canada right now. We know that they have linked the social credit score system to purchasing power and the ability to travel in China. But that's China, you know. They are they don't have any freedom in China. So if you protest against the Communist Party, for instance, they will limit everything in your life because you score low on the social credit score system. Is it coming to the West? I believe a version of a social credit score system is coming to the West, and it will be connected with the whole system of kill switches. We are moving towards a kill switch tyranny. People will do as they're told, most people will do as they're told because they're afraid, they will be afraid of the kill switches. And there will be kill switches installed everywhere. They say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You never hear these people talking about, well, saying straight out how they're going to implement this or that technology to better, you know, control you, just because they want to control you. No, it's always because of the environment and to avoid drunk driving and so on and so on. But if we learned anything during the lockdowns and the whole pandemic thing, is that these people that are in positions of power now, they really like power. They really, really like to control other people and to limit our freedom. They seem to enjoy that a little bit too much, if you know what I mean. We are in a battle, and we have the power to stand up to these people. And it's quite simple. Refuse to be part of it. Refuse to install that app on your smartphone that will... It's so practical, you know. You just install another app. Now, I don't have a smartphone myself, so I don't know how that works anymore. But, you know, it's like... Refuse to be part of it. Disobey. Be that rebel. And live your own life. Don't let these people, and I'm talking about big company CEOs, governments, and so on and so on. Don't let them decide for you how you're going to live your life. And connect with nature. Spend time in nature. Learn survival skills. Okay, I'll have some coffee now. So if you're still watching, well, thank you for that. And if you didn't know, I also have a live streaming channel and an outdoors channel, and you can find links to those channels in the video description. And there is actually quite a lot of information there in the video description. So I'll be walking home in just a few minutes. This snow will actually probably be gone in a couple of days. It's quite crazy when you think about it, but that's the weather here now. We have snow, and then we don't have snow anymore. Now that I'm a middle-aged man, I guess that, you know, if I was asked by someone, a young person, to give some life advice, I would say disconnect from the modern world as much as you can. That's what I would say. When I grew up in my, you know, it was a different millennia, actually. We had a lot more freedom. And I grew up without a smartphone. Well, I didn't have a mobile phone even. And I think it was I think that was much better and healthier than what we have now. So disconnect from modern life as much as you can. You'll be happier. You'll be happier that way. Thank you.